Hello and welcome to your daily psalm reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading a psalm together. We're going to read through a psalm twice. We're going to be reading Psalm 12. That is Psalm 12. And we're going to read it in the ESV, that's the English Standard Version. And then we're going to read it again, but in the Message Version. Now the Message Version is more of a paraphrase than a translation, but it's still really good and really helpful for helping us understand and draw some things out from the scripture. So let's read together Psalm 12 from the English Standard Version. And this is a psalm of David. Let's read together. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone. For the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbour. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are with us. Who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. And now we're going to read the same psalm again, so let's read Psalm 12, but this time in the Message Version. Quick, God, I need your helping hand. The last decent person just went down. All the friends I depended on, gone. Everyone talks in lie language. Lies slide off their oily lips. They double talk with forked tongues. Slice their lips off their faces. Pull the braggart tongues from their mouths. I'm tired of hearing, we can talk anyone into anything. Our lips manage the world. Into the hovels of the poor, into the dark streets where the homeless groan, God speaks. I've had enough. I'm on my way to heal the ache in the heart of the wretched. God's words are pure words, pure silver words refined seven times. In the fires of his word kiln, pure on earth as well as in heaven. God, keep us safe from their lies, from the wicked who stalk us with lies, from the wicked who collect honours for their wonderful lies. So this is Psalm 12. Now, up till now, many of the other psalms have been about physical violence and battle. But here we see another type of battle. A battle between what is true and what is a lie. And this is a battle that might seem to be all around us. Living in a time where it's becoming harder and harder to work out which pieces of information are true, which pieces of information are false and made up, this psalm is all the more relevant. People might try to manipulate others with lies. I once had a job in a hotel and I was asked by the management to lie about one of our procedures because it would make the customer feel better and they were less likely to complain. Lies are used for so many reasons, but never good reasons. I'm fortunate enough to say that I refused that request. I didn't want to lie to our customers. People think that by lying they can get their own way, that no one could possibly catch them. But lies flake away. When you start to do some digging, we quickly find out that they're not true. We discover that we've been manipulated by these liars, or that someone at least has tried to manipulate us. But the Lord, his words are never lies. They are like silver which has been refined in a furnace, purified 7 times. The truth is like silver. It is precious and it is valuable. It will give us true and right guidance. It will help us to make good and informed decisions. And I'm not talking about truth which changes. It might be true, for example, that my bedroom is painted blue. But next week I could paint it green, and that truth has changed. But the words of the Lord, they never change. The Lord means what he has said. He keeps his promises, and he will guard us every day of our lives. Lies have existed for thousands of years, but the truth has existed forever, and it will go on forever. So, trust in the Lord. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. Trust in the Lord's truth and not in the liars of this world, because he is trustworthy. Thank you so much for listening to today's daily psalm reading. God bless you and goodbye.